slow down for fast-acting relief. What an interesting comment, huh? Slow down for fast-acting relief. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with our thought for today. Slow down for fast-acting relief. Sounds like an Alka-Seltzer commercial or something like that. Well, in our business here, at the University of Healing and Church of God Unlimited, we have people who are constantly looking for a way to get their spiritual life done fast and quick. And of course, it doesn't work that way. It does, but it doesn't work that way. Sounds redundant and contrary. But a person who wants to walk their spiritual path must, by necessity, put the spiritual path before everything else. And of course, no one is able to do that. Everyone has the human aspect of life, which seems to take precedence over everything else. We have learned the rules of operating our computer, which we haven't paid much attention to. We have everything, we have the answer to everything in running our computer right there in our manual. And we haven't read the manual. And we wonder why we have problems now and then that seem difficult to solve. Well, that's the physical state. Very easy. We have the manual right there. And then we have the physical state of our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of our body is absolutely perfect. And we have a special process by which we can develop this awareness of our body being whole and perfect. That process is called affirmation. Now, we have the tendency to speak our word and say, I'm sick, I'm poor, I'm sad, all these interesting things, and they are very, 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 very acceptable in our human environment. If a person says they're sick, oh, I'm sorry, what? Person says, I'm healthy. So what? You know, big deal. You're healthy. And that's true. Big deal. You're healthy. That's what it should be. Everyone should be healthy. But we love it when people say, I don't feel good. And it gives us a chance to mother them and be superior to them, really. Because we do feel good and they don't feel good. What a terrible way to be. We should always live in the state of awareness of feeling good. Now, let's take that a step further. This feeling goodness. A person comes up to you and says, I don't feel good. And you say, oh, gee, I'm so sorry for you. That's too bad. Now, what is happening? What's happening is you are seeing a reflection of yourself in that person. You are seeing your own ugliness in the mirror of that person. Ugliness being something less than perfect. Whatever we see in the world is a reflection of what we are in our consciousness. So, therefore, it is necessary for us to maintain a high level of consciousness, keeping it clear of all thoughts of illness or poverty or limitation in any way, unless that's what we want. And some people seem to want that. You know, we were in Nigeria, and from our standards here in the United States, that's a very low level living standard. And yet, they have something that we'll never have. They don't need anything. They don't want anything. They just have themselves, and they're happy, and they go around with a smile on their face all the time. They go around feeling wonderful. They go around acting on. They take care of what they can take care of. If they have clothing, they keep it spotlessly clean. If they have no shoes, in fact, they walk down the road and they carry the shoes. Now, you could say they're carrying their shoes because they want them to last longer, or they carry the shoes because they like to go barefoot. Now, who is to make that decision? Some people say they are carrying them because they want them to last longer. Now, is that really so? Are they carrying them maybe because they walk through mud puddles? And they don't want to destroy their shoes in the mud puddle, so they carry them. And their feet can handle that very well. Or whatever the reason may be, they're proud of everything they have. We have such a lesson to learn there. They're so proud of everything. And they, in most cases where they have come to us wanting the course of the University of Healing, they say they want the course for self-improvement. They want the course for self-improvement. Now, other people come, I want to be a minister. I want to be a minister. I want to be a minister. Now, what does that mean? When you want to be a minister, it means you want to help other people. Help other people. You're going to see the world filled with people who want your help. You're going to teach other people about God. Oh, my goodness, how wonderful. You're going to teach other people. You don't even know who God is yourself. You know? And you're going to teach other people what God is. And when you take the courses, after you take the course, you still don't know who God is. Now, the people hearing the lecture for the first time, I am God, God I am, they say, wow, yes. Yes, I can buy that. I always have thought that. But I can buy that. I feel good about saying I am God, God I am. Well, do you? Do you really feel good about him? Or are you so couched up in your old traditional thinking that you say, maybe I'm God. Maybe a little bit. But not all. But like this lesson that came in from this one student here. He's a new student. And he has lesson three here. And he does a nice job. But the question calls for, why do you feel you can say of yourself, I am God, God I am? And now he read the lesson. And the lesson says there's nothing else but God, so therefore you can say of yourself, I am God. Now, having been conscious of myself, I can proudly say that I am God, God I am. I have the freedom of choice and create circumstances for myself. My destiny lies before me, actually within me. God created me worthy of being himself and perfect. See, there we have an outside God creating him being worthy of himself. But he's not too bad. He's only on the third lesson. I only call upon God for guidance. I only call upon God for guidance. When I speak my word, it brings forth my desires. I am conscious of myself and whatever I create. I am eternal and have no end. I have all the qualities of his beingness. My body, being the temple of God, had made me whole and perfect as good goes and comes from me. Well, he tried to get all of these different things in there at one time. But he still cannot say categorically, I am God, God I am. And because he cannot categorically say, I am God, God I am, without any reasons or any excuses, we do say, 3-hour meditation, I am God, God I am, the first hour, second hour, why can I say I am God, God I am, and the third hour you'll sit and listen to the divine inside of you, agreeing with you, you know. So, he's saying the second hour stuff, why can I say I am God, trying to come to a decision on this. Now, have you come to a decision? Have we all come to a decision? What is it that we're doing? What is it that we're coming to? Slow down for fast-acting relief. We're so hung up on wanting to be God, so hung up on wanting to be divine, so hung up on changing the world and messing things up with our attitude about it, that what happens?
We mess it up.
We do exactly what we are so hung up about. And that's very interesting. Now, I sit here and I look out at the new building there. And I see the lower right-hand corner of the new building has been wet. And the water is creeping up the stucco there. And I think to myself, well, now, why did that happen? The same with the corner, well, in fact, all the way around. There should have been a buffer there, but there wasn't. So wherever there's moisture, it's going to crawl up into the stucco. And it's out of the left corner up the top, too. It's going to make the stucco fall right off, pop right off. You see, when things are not done perfectly, and done with understanding, then they're not done at all. We have the book on the computer, the manual. We know how to run the computer, but we haven't read it. We have had buildings built in America here, as well as the world, for thousands of years. One kind or another. Stucco is as old as the hills. And we know how to build stucco. We know how to protect stucco. On the house, you'll find no water spots on the stucco. None at all. Because the stucco is built in such a way as it does not get wet. Now, these are things that are very important. Slow down for fast-acting relief. We allow people to do things that they're not really responsible for doing, and they're not really capable of doing it. Not that they're not capable, everyone's capable, but not that they have chosen to read the manual to see how it's supposed to be done. And it's so interesting to me that here I worked with my dad all the years of my high school and college life, building things out of concrete block, building things out of stucco, building things out of all this sort of stuff, and construction. And when I make a statement about something being improperly done, there's no response to it. Very interesting. You see, when you have a teacher, when you have a manual, when you have the knowledge within yourself, which is the best place to get it, of doing anything, you should read it and follow it. You should read it and follow it. And carelessness never has a place. You know what carelessness is? Carelessness is not following the rules. If you break a window, it's because you didn't follow the rules. You didn't keep that window in good form. You didn't keep that window in the proper place where you wouldn't break it while you're doing something. And that's carelessness. So we broke a window on this building, and we broke a window on the Hermitage. Now, why did we do that? That's just carelessness. And I used it as an illustration to both men, telling them that windows don't have to be broken, and things don't have to be done improperly. And I said, put the mortar inside of the concrete block, you know, between the brick. That's where it belongs, between the block. And he said, no, we don't do it that way. And I thought to myself, okay. I'm the boss, and I say, put it in there. You put it in there without a word. If you don't want to do that, then you go work someplace else. Now you say, well, Herb, you're not the boss. Sylvia's the boss. And so he says, no, I'm not the boss. Ellen's the boss. And then you all say, no, the guy who's doing the work, he's the boss. Well, apparently he is. You see, we don't get any fast-acting relief by speedily going along and just ignoring it and letting people do things that they think they know how to do. We want to always make sure that everything is done to its finest and its best. I have given you all demonstrations of that with this staircase alone here. We've torn this out several times at great expense. Until now, it is a beautiful staircase. You'd have to agree. It's beautiful. That's what I envisioned in the beginning. That's what I told them in the beginning. And that's what was to be done in the beginning. But they were allowed to do improper things. Slow down. Slow down and do the job correctly. Do whatever you're doing correctly. I'm God, God I am, 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 I'm God, God I am. And pretty soon we're doing nothing more than saying, Hail Mary, Mother of God. Doesn't mean anything to us. And right now, any of you with Catholic backgrounds remember that very well. You remember the Hail Mary because it was something you put into your consciousness from the time you were little. And what does it mean to you? Nothing. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That doesn't mean anything to you either. The Lord's Prayer, very powerful prayer. It doesn't mean anything to you because it becomes a rote exercise. You just say it by memory and you don't know what it means. You don't apply it. Slow down for fast-acting relief. If you want to get results, just sit down. Don't I say this? Sit down, meditate, relax, be at peace within yourself, and say to yourself, I am God. God I am. And then meditate on that. Think about it. What does it mean to say, I am God? And when you start doing that, things happen inside of you. Miracles happen inside of you. Imagination takes place inside of you. You slowly are receiving that fast-acting relief that you've been looking for because you've taken the time to do it. You've taken the time to be part of it. Everyone can live in paradise right now. Right now. Whether you're in Nigeria, which I call paradise, or Ghana, which is paradise, or Guyana, which is paradise, all three. Beautiful states, beautiful nations. But the people in those nations don't respect their nation. They want to stay there. They like it. But they don't respect their government. They don't respect their nation. They say it could be improved. You don't respect your body.
My body, my aches and pains, my hurts, my brain, I don't know as much as I'd like to. I'm stupid. You
say that to yourself. More than you let yourself realize it. Just so you disparage your nation. Your body is your nation. Your body is where you live. Your body is your vehicle. Bless it. Love it. Call it good and very good. Call your nation good and very good. And, hey, you have it happen. Remember Australia? We spoke our word just over a two-week period, and miracles happened.
Now, it was in the process of happening. Anyhow, it would have happened. Anyhow,
hey, cool it. If that's what you think, then drop dead. If you don't think your word has power, if you don't think that the things that you think and say have the ability to accomplish the place on which they're said, forget it. Okay, now, we've taken care of Australia, taking care of Nigeria and Ghana and Guyana. They're paradise nations of the world, tourist meccas of the world. And what's left?
Myself.
Our bodies, our self, our spirit within our body, our awareness, our self. Okay, with the same abandon, there's it.
I bless Nigeria, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from within. From the mountains to the valleys to the ocean, white with foam. I bless Nigeria, my home sweet home. I bless Nigeria, my home sweet home.
Silly, I'm not from Nigeria, but I love this song. It's God Bless America, you all recognize that. But I bless Nigeria, and I bless Ghana, I bless Guyana, I bless all the nations of the world. They're my creation. When I think about them, they're my creation. If I'm thinking about Taiwan, it's my creation. Think about Japan, the Philippines, or anything, it's my creation. No matter what it is. Now, when I think of my body, that's my creation too. Now, you would think that we'd take a little bit of time to think of our body. We built this house out here, and it was not done from the very beginning correctly. And I said that, and I complained about it. And I said, take it down, take it down, take it down. And it wouldn't go down. It wouldn't go down. It just stood there with the big gaping holes where mortar should have been, and it wouldn't go down. It will stand perhaps 100 years or more, but it will always be imperfect. Inside of it, it is imperfect. Inside the block, there are, the mortar is not there. Inside are holes. You look up through the ceiling and you look out. You see where the water drips down on that piece of wood after it comes over the edge of there, and then it comes right on that piece of wood right down the side of the side. See, there are imperfections in them. If it's not built perfectly, it's like a house that's built on sand. And the rains came, and the house tumbled down. But a house that's built on stone, solid and firm. Both houses can be just as beautiful. But if they don't have a good foundation, if they're not built well, they will not stand. Now, let's build our houses well. Let's build our life well. Let's build all that we're doing well. I mean, we've got a wonderful thing. I just loved going to Nigeria. I just loved going to Ghana and Guyana. I just loved going to Switzerland. I just loved going to Lake Lugano and saying, clear as a bell. And I just loved going to visit Ellen's relatives, her children and family and all, because poof, they don't mean anything to me. I just look at them and I see them perfect. You're wonderful, fantastic, you know, you don't mean anything to me. If you mean something to me, I'm going to worry about you. Ho, 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 you know. But if you don't mean anything to me, except that you're my creation and you're perfect, that's okay, huh? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to have me think that about you and about everybody? Sure. But the thing is, as soon as you start getting close, familiarity breeds contempt, you know. As soon as you start getting close, as soon as you start wearing your daughter's clothes and start doing these things, you're constantly not being yourself. You aren't. You're constantly living in somebody else's aura, in somebody else's vibrations, and that's not you. That's not you, Ellen. That coat is not you. That coat is like Joseph's coat of many colors. It got him in a lot of trouble. But I know you enjoy it. But you have the money to go and buy anything you want, any type of coat that is your style. And Ellen, when you go into the clothing store, you stand there and you barter back and forth. You say, no, this is not, I want this, no, that, this, it's got to be that. You try it on, you try it on, you look and you look and you look. And then finally you take something. Finally you take something. And it's not perfect, but you take it because you want something. And then you hang it in your closet and don't wear it.
That's right.
Well, don't take anything from anybody. Take it because it's a gift. And then pass it on. But don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself to anything like that. That's just my point of view. You're number one. You deserve the best. You don't deserve hand-me-downs. When we were kids in the Depression time, we had to wear our brothers and sisters' clothing that was passed on down. Fortunately, I didn't have to wear their skirts. But we had to wear our brothers and sisters' clothing. The girls didn't mind wearing our pants. And we would pass these things along, and they would have quite a history before they were done. But they were never ours. That's my brother's pants. That's my brother's pants. That's my older brother's pants, you know. I got my older brother's pants on, you know. I don't have my pants on. I got Ray's pants on here, you know. And it's our world. It's our creation. And we do silly things to ourselves, and we don't need to. So start being yourself and having fun. And if people give you a gift, accept it, and then pass it along, unless you want it. And if you want it, then you feel that that's all that you're worth. But I know, Ellen, I know. It pleased you so much, and it was fine. I didn't say anything up to now. But you're worth more than the hand-me-down, even if it is from your daughter. But where did your daughter get it?
She bought it.
Did she buy it, or was it given to her and she finally got rid of it to somebody?
You know, I remember she wore it a long time because she liked it a lot.
Okay. Well, I don't think her style is your style.
Generally not.
Generally not. But I think you have your own uniqueness about you. Slow down for fast-acting relief. Slow down and be yourself. And what do they say about a man? Men are terrible. They wear their clothes until they fall off their body. They love the old clothes with holes all over them, their knees hanging out, you know, and their bottom hanging out, and their shoes that are flapping. But they love them, and the wife wants to throw them away, or somebody wants to throw them away. Don't do that. That's my favorite. And you see, it's ours. We have our imprint on it. And where does Button or Love like to lay their heads? Right on our pillow, you know? Because that's where our vibrations are. That's where what we are is. And that's wonderful. So be yourself now. Don't worry about anything else in the world. I'm not worried about Nigeria. I see it fantastic. I am blind to anything that is less than fantastic. I see Ghana the same way, Guyana. I see Switzerland the same way. I see campus the same way. Absolutely fantastic. I see this place just crowded with beautiful people having a great time, like maybe 8 or 10, you know, doing, having a great time, just having a ball. You know, we don't need a lot of people here. We just want a few good men, you know, as the Marines say, they just want a few good men. So we just want a few good men and women here who love to be here, who are harmonious with one another, who are able to be with one another without sticking their finger in their nose and saying ha 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 to the other. But when you do that, you're just doing it to yourself. So slow down for fast acting relief, and you'll have a wonderful day. I think I've milked that subject as much as it can be done for the moment. So I love you very much, and I see you all being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.